Lecture 23, Feminist Jewish Theology.
As we near the end of our course, some one of you must have raised the issue of why only men thinkers? Why only males? Where are the women? Are they again silent? Are they not part of this wonderful discourse on the nature of Jewish thought in the modern era? And clearly I have not ignored them. In fact, I, as you see, our whole lecture right now is about them. Perhaps the reason we have deferred and not introduced them earlier into the course is the fact that they really don't appear as conspicuously as we had hoped until the 1960s or 1970s. That indeed in this respect, the issue of feminism and feminist thought within Jewish culture is a reflection of the larger culture. And although there are echoes of women's voices within the previous culture of Judaism, it becomes most prominent and most significant only in recent years. So therefore, it is not that we have ignored them, but we have waited to put them in, to insert them in their proper chronological place within the context of this course. And as you will see, perhaps one of the most invigorating and exciting aspects of modern contemporary Jewish thought is its reflection on the place of women and the issue of gender within a Jewish culture. Let us begin our story then in the 1960s. Initially, Jewish feminists, responding to the larger feminist concerns of their society, began to approach American Jewish culture and American Jewish institutional life by arguing that they had been left out, that there was a place, there is a political place. The issue of power relations was absolutely critical in understanding that essentially women had been ignored and that they had to have more power and more authority over their own lives and over the lives of the Jewish community in general. The initial successes of the feminist movement within American Jewish culture came primarily from reform liberal circles and later conservative sectors as well within the American Jewish community. In more recent years, even such groups as those of the Orthodox Jewish feminists have emerged to bring the same stirrings and concerns to the Orthodox community as well. Clearly, the challenge of feminism for Orthodox thought is even greater given the less flexibility of changing faith patterns and legal principles within Judaism. But indeed, even within the Orthodox camp, there are voices already struggling with the issue of what is the role of women within traditional Judaism. And also in Israel and to some extent in Europe, we find the same kind of concerns and stirrings emerging. Clearly, there is an international feminist movement for Jewish women and for some Jewish men as well, and clearly they have left their impact. Initially, these groups criticized gender inequities, first in communal leadership, in synagogue worship. The issue of rabbinic ordination was a major, major issue. The first woman rabbi came from the Reform movement, soon after the Reconstructionist movement, and eventually the conservative movement as well. Orthodox Judaism has still to ordain any women. But in general, all of these women from the various sectors of American Judaism have demanded a greater voice in Jewish life. They specifically challenged certain discriminatory practices which affected women, which stem from Jewish law. And we should mention at least a few of these things. The inability of women to be counted in a minyan, that is, in a quorum of 10, which make up the traditional Jewish service. Why only 10 men? Why not 5 women and 5 men, or 9 men and 1 woman? Or to be called to the Torah, to read the Torah, to receive what is called an aliyah, an ascent to reading the Torah. Why were not women empowered to read either from the Torah or from the prophets? The two parts of the law which are read in the synagogue service. What about their credibility as witnesses or their power to change their own marital status?